Pleased to say he's on the line. Ian Healy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. Nice to be with you.
How's the fallout of our new captain? Pat Cummins named as the captain. Steve Smith, the vice-captain. What do you make of this, Eels?
Oh, yep. I'm excited for Pat. I think that's well worth a try. I can't see it lasting too long before he gets an interruption, you know, whether that be a game off, a little niggle, side niggle or something, you know. So we might need to cover for him, but I'm looking forward to seeing what sort of spirit he brings to the team, and that group will really get behind him. So, yeah, I'm happy for him.
I'm just growing up watching Australian cricket, Heels. You see the captain, if they're not a keeper, they're in the cordon, which seems to be the brain's trust. How much do they miss out on? Because you're seeing everything there at keeper. How much would you chat to your captains? And that's where the worry for some people is around Pat Cummins being named as the captain.
Well, yeah, but it'll only be a worry until we find out how he copes, and he'll be right, you know. But he's a great fieldsman, so he can be in the ring.
Yep.
He can be in the, not so much the cordon, but in the ring there somewhere. And, you know, you continually use your wicketkeeper. That's why a wicketkeeper is a good vice-captain, you know. He feels how the bowlers are getting it through. He talks to them on the way down to fine leg and just checks on their progress, and he can convey anything through the right channels. You don't want all these blokes running up the pat with different, you know, with all this information at times. They've got to give him his space, and when he asks for it, be ready to contribute. So, I'm not that concerned with that, because you need, you know, four or five leader types underneath the captain, you know, the unofficial vice captains, if you like. They should all have an ability to think outside themselves and get important message through to the vice captain, who can then pass it on.
Heels, growing up for me, it was obviously league in winter, but obviously cricket in summer. And, you know, growing up, it was when you guys were just in your absolute prime, and you stood next to a bloke who I believe is one of the greatest sporting captains, you know, not just cricket captains, Mark Taylor. As a captain, I used to love watching him. And obviously the tactics he had with Warnie, and obviously you're his right-hand man then, Heels. You two leading the team back then. If you could give Pat one bit of advice from Mark's leadership skills, or what stood out to you, or what made Mark so great as an Australian captain, what would it be?
Oh, have a strong idea of what you want to achieve, you know, and then you and your other leaders and coaching staff these days can set about, you know, have a look around the environment you've got, and how do we achieve that, you know. We're letting ourselves down there and there. These blokes are going well, but they're not putting into these others. Just sort it out. You know what you want to achieve and set about getting it done or very close to it. So, you know, that's total commitment. So I'd say for the captain, you know, strong opinions on things and what you really want in this team. This is my team now, and I'm not going to accept anything less than the following things, right? And then have his vice captain and those other leaders looking around the team and making sure we're on track. The attitude's right. Blokes are pulling their weight. They're all on the same page. And that's their job, to sort of work the environment and make sure the atmosphere's perfect to achieve what the skipper and the coach wants.
Now, Heels, one thing about leadership, I have to ask you to clear this up as we approach the Ashes. I'm pretty sure against England, but this is just my memory here. My memory's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it England that the last ball of a test, Warnie's bowling, the last ball of the day, you come down, you leave behind the stumps and call Warnie down, and you're there talking, and then everyone, and I'm watching at home, what are they talking about? Yeah. They're coming up with a magic ball. What has Heels seen? And sure enough, Warnie bowls him, and the last ball of the day, and he bowled him, last ball of the day, can you believe that? That was the commentary. And was it true, all you ask him is, what are we having for dinner?
Yeah, because it was all the theatre of Warn.
Yeah.
That was, we had Basad Ali, he was Pakistani, and it was SCG, and Basad Ali is the biggest time waster that we'd ever seen, right? So now Warnie's got him after stumps. It's after 6 o'clock. He's going to drag this out as long as he possibly can. So it was Warnie calling me down, and I kept saying, no, mate, I'm not coming down. And he's that persistent. He's a joke. He'd go, second ball, Heels, come down. No, No, because he's forgotten that I've had a long day in the field as well.
You've been up and down all day. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually I succumbed. I think it's, let's say, the fourth or the fifth ball. There was nothing to talk about. He was only just trying to drag it out. And I couldn't even ask him what he was going to have for tea tonight because he only eats a few things. Yeah. I knew exactly what he was going to have. He has cheeseburgers without the patty. He has spaghetti bolognese, no mushroom, and margarita pizzas. That's all.
Lots of carbs.
So anyway, it was only Warne. Only Warne could do it. He bowled busted Ali between his legs. And we were the heroes.
Yeah.
But it was nothing. It was just the theatre of Warne.
Fitzy asks on the text line, he wants to ask about the test on Amazon. Did you get to see that, Heels? And he goes on to say, what did you think about that? What was your takeouts? What did you make of Justin Langer in that?
Good question. I thought Justin JL was a little too in control. Mm. I think cricket, the reins should have been more in Tim Payne's hands. But they were in the middle of that, and I think that's where it led for JL, that they had to sort a few things out. You know, the senior players sorted a few things out, and he had to sort of release the reins a bit, which he did in the T20 World Cup just gone. So I think that's wonderful learning experience for a coach, and he's got it done. So he came in hard and had to be in super control after Cape Town and the sandpaper issue, and then he had to settle back after a couple of years and be a cricket coach, which is secondary to the captain. So now he's probably in the right frame of mind to do that, and he's lost his captain, and he's got a brand new captain. So there's more work to be done, but that's the first thing I noticed about that that film, the test.
Yep.
And I loved, I think, the best sporting scene I've ever, or sporting episode I've ever seen, is the one at Lords where Jofra Archer hits.
Do you want to grab that, Heels?
No, it's only a doorbell. Helen's got it. And then Manus Labuschagne comes into the crease and he gets dropped by getting hit in the grill too. You just can't get away from that episode. I can't remember what number episode it is, but the second test at Lords when Smith and Labuschagne goes down is unbelievable television.
We'll talk about drama. We've had some recently with our Australian captain, Tim Payne. Hills, what's your take on the whole situation? Because you've been around sporting dramas and you've seen it all before. And also the second part of the question, who would you have behind the stumps with the gloves on if it's not going to be Tim?
Yeah, right. Big questions.
Only the big questions from me, Hills, that's for sure.
I haven't been in too many controversies, really. Mm. But I was a bit disturbed. I'm a bit underwhelmed how Cricket Australia has supported Tim Payne. Tim has stood down of his own volition. We've never heard that he didn't have to stand down, right? So he decided, I'm standing down. Now, when that happens, you have a very high-ranking administrator from CA sitting right next to you. And he was isolated, he was alone, it was not great watching, I didn't think, and not enough support. Two things I'd like to talk about more often is the good work he did when he was in, when we were lucky to have him. Experience of Tim Payne when Cape Town hit the fan, that he was there and could take us for the next 3 years. So that was extremely fortunate that he was the wicketkeeper at the time. That's not talked about enough. And I also don't think that, you know, the standards of behaviour, that standard isn't becoming of an international captain and a national captain of Australia. So to me, that message hasn't got out either. Mm. It's all been about, how they handled it, how he stood aside and was crying. Mate, the standards weren't good enough. They weren't that of an Australian cricketer, really, but an Australian captain. So they had to do something. But they didn't do it 2 years ago. You know, so all of a sudden, these standards have become an issue. Guess why? Because they got caught out.
Yeah.
You know, if they could have got away with it, they were going to get away with it. And that's not good enough for me. Now, for the next keeper, I'm hearing Inglis. But I would have Alex Carey. But I've been with a couple of influential people today at a luncheon, and they're hearing Inglis. There's a big movement for Josh Inglis to become the wicketkeeper. So we'll be watching that space, won't we?
Especially if there's a market on it. Is there a sports business? Is there a market there?
Hey, Heels, in a serious manner, I totally agree with your sentiment towards A, the fact it wasn't upholding of a test, Australian test cricket captain. However, I also believe that I actually think in his circumstance, and I think a lot of Australian athletes can take something out of this, that he's handled it as best as he could. And there's actually the venom from the public is not there. I feel as though people aren't really throwing stones at Tim Payne because he was so honest and upfront from the get-go. Did you find that, Heels?
Yeah, definitely. And that's almost, I know how hard this storm is to weather that he was in. He was in a real windstorm, and he's decided, I can't get through it. I don't want to be the distraction in Brisbane. But I reckon when he got to Brisbane next week, it'll become easier because he's got the team around him.
Yeah.
I just hoped he would come to Brisbane and play.
And, the same.
And then I was looking forward to the reaction of the crowd, which I think was going to be a buoyant one.
Yep.
They would have got him on their shoulders, I reckon.
Yep.
And then the worst thing that could happen is he makes a mistake, a wicket-keeping mistake, but I'll bet the odds are in his favour of having a great test.
Yep.
If he has a great test, he makes his career finish, and he's finishing after this series anyway.
Yeah.
He makes that a much more pleasurable experience, and he's got through it, a big storm. So that's what I was hoping for. It's a real pity that he's decided not to face the storm.
I was on the same page, Heels. We appreciate your time. It is a Friday afternoon, late on a Friday afternoon. Ian Healy, thank you again.
Cheers, fellas. No worries.